Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Recording. I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm delighted to have a dear friend of decades, mostly related to 9/11 research, with me today. He's based in Washington, D.C., but we have a highly unusual program because he wants to share a lot of music with us today, and frankly, I'm in the mood. Yesterday, my university email, which happens to be Gmail, was disabled. So whereas normally I'm processing hundreds of emails every day, I cannot even make access. I'm reaching out to see if the university will assist me in getting this squared away. I suspect sabotage because I'm on the verge of my petition to the Supreme Court being considered and appealing a motion to stay, a denial of a motion to stay that enabled Leonard Posner, whom I regard to be a legal fiction, to taking my blog, where I've had to create a new one at jameshfetzer.org, and diverting it to court documents, and by the court order taking the book. Nobody died at Sandy Hook, even though these are really quite absurd. There's no possible way he can turn these into money to satisfy the financial judgment against me. And yet by Wisconsin law, you're only allowed to take matters of money to satisfy monetary judgment. When it's intellectual property, it has to be done by appointing a receiver. None of that was done here. So what I'm learning about the law is highly disillusioning. We'll see if the university is going to stand up for a controversial member of faculty. We shall see. I'm not holding my breath, but it sure would be nice. My guest, Rick Shattuck, has been right in there pitching. He cares a lot, especially about 9/11, but he's got a host of a variety of issues on his mind today, including, and would you believe, when I opened the Wisconsin State Journal today, they've got a huge full page on to the moon, implying we're going back to the moon when we never got there in the first place. Anyone who has any doubts, go to my blog. Well, if you could access, yeah, my blog, jameshfetzer.org, you can access, as opposed to my email, and look for JimTheConspiracyGuy.com, the 65 shows, because the second or the third was all about the moon landing and how we know we didn't go. Rick, I'm just delighted to have you here today on The Raw Deal. Welcome.
Great. Great to be back on your show. And this is will be the eighth time, I think, since about 2022. I guess we did discuss critical thinking and open-mindedness and my research on transcendental meditation, which found it's conducive to it. And I like the song that you were just playing, the Beatles, to help me, because the Beatles were one of the first people to help popularize transcendental meditation. Paul and Ringo still do today and contribute to the David Lynch Foundation. So, it's helped me keep younger than I would normally. And I think it's very similar to what Plato referred to as the dialectic. So this is something I could talk about a little later today. But I'm calling from Washington, D.C., where we have the headquarters of the American Moon Association, and it's a nonprofit to make the moon American
again. Make the moon American again, Rick. I love it.
We had the chance, I was 14 at the time at a Boy Scout camp jamboree in Idaho, Farragut State Park. And there were thousands of us Boy Scouts from around the world watching on a big screen. We're disappointed to see that it was very grainy, black and white image. I remember hearing some British Boy Scouts say, "It looks fine." And American Scouts, we said, "Oh, you're just jealous." But I think those British Scouts were probably right. And I was quite a believer in the moon landing and very privileged to work on a computer programming project at NASA headquarters, a procurement tracking system made with Microsoft Fox Pro for the Mac and PC. And I was disappointed that people were questioning the moon landing, so I founded a site, the moontruth.org, and to defend the official theory. And I think it took roughly about 3 years for me to fully realize that it was fake. I mean, I went back and forth several times, and it does take some neuroplasticity of the brain, which I believe meditation helps to readjust, some neural patterns that we've had. I had since age 14 that we went on, that man landed on the moon. But by answering some questions that people had in the blog that we have for Moon Truth, I started to realize there are more and more questions that I couldn't answer. So that's something we can talk about today. Today, the NASA has announced that that Artemis 1 is taking off to the moon, and we wish them luck. I did see this morning another news article in the New York Times that there's been a postponement due to some engine trouble. But I'm happy that America is making a major step to go to the moon to make establish a moon colony first. I think it would be disastrous if China got there first. I don't think that we have to worry about Russia beating us to the moon. I say the moon race is still on. So there was a graphic I made. I could post if I'm made the host.
You are the host, my friend. You are the host.
Oh, okay. So you can see my.
You can screen share. You can do whatever, my friend.
Oh, let me share the screen. Okay, that's good. Screen one being shared. All right. So just to recap some of the talks we've had over the years. On November 22nd, 2012, we discussed the critical thinking, as I said. And the top 10 tips for talking to Trump. There's a link in there. And I'll post these at truthjustice.org, which is my main activity, truthjustice.org, Truth and Justice Foundation. And underneath the Truth and Justice Foundation, we have various topics that we're working on, such as the moon landing, 9/11, Stop African Slavery, the Maud Arbery trial, which I think was a travesty of justice, and where men were three innocent men were prosecuted for self-defense. And one didn't even have a gun. He had a camera. Roddy Bryant is in jail for life for murder. Also, the Biden election fraud is something we're working on. Trying to get TM or meditation for prisoners. It's been a very good rehabilitation technique. And also the Digital Coin Association. That was one of the topics that you and I discussed, Dr. Fetzer, on the digital Bitcoin, digital currency, and world peace. So that has been very beneficial for me, allowing me to retire and devote my energies to the Truth and Justice Foundation for various causes. And you're quite an inspiration, Dr. Fetzer, that in your retirement, you are nonstop trying to bring out the truth on many topics. I helped to sponsor the Association for 9/11 Truth Awareness, aneta.org, for 9/11, the Association for John Kennedy Ambush Truth, and about the JFK assassination. It's called the Ambush Truth because that's basically what it was, more than just an assassination. Plus, in Facebook, when the post that group, John Kennedy Assassination Truth, it stops after ASS dot 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 dot. So Ambush Truth is a better name. The Association for Barack Obama Identity Truth, the birth certificate. O.J. Simpson Truth. Jason Simpson was never properly investigated. His son, who was 24, quite a large guy, strong guy, had some emotional problems because he was expected to be a great football player, and Jason never was, and he ended up being a cook, working with knives, and he was on anger management medication. So I think O.J. Simpson actually was innocent, and his DNA is similar to Jason's, of course. The James Spencer Legal Defense Fund is a very important cause, and we're up to keep that website up and running. And pointing over to the GoFundMe groups and the other
Give Send Go.
Yeah, Give Send Go. So we'll make sure that stays up.
And of course, I agree about the ambush. We've identified 8 different shooters, Rick. I mean, I can give you name, rank, and serial number of 6. Only identified a 7th, with which I agree we have only one outstanding. We haven't figured out yet who he actually was. Continue.
And speaking of that, I was honored to introduce you to the Google Scholar profile. That was a Hirsch index. You're up to 34 now.
Wow. you introduced me to the Hirsch index. I had no idea, Rick. You.
And 4,103 citations. So they're still coming in. And that is, you go to scholar.google.com. And you enter in the James H. Fetzer.
Just explain about the Hirsch index. Correct me if I don't have it right. But your number represents a number of articles you have with that many citations. So to have a Hirsch index of 16 would mean you had 16 articles with 16 citations. To have a Hirsch index of 34, 34 articles with at least 34 citations apiece. So I'm kind of tickled by that, Rick. I rarely pay attention to these things, but I don't mind that the number seems to be increasing over time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it's a good measure of your reputation that the court should consider. And the idea for this came from Dr. David Griscom, who was our first debater in the 9/11 debate, which we do every Einstein's birthday on March 14th. It's also called Pi Day because it's 314, March 14th. And so he suggested that as a way of making a criteria for who would debate and who would not. So we started with he has a Hirsch index of about 52. He was a NASA scientist, actually, and he studied the moon rocks. Dr. David Griscom. So I'll bring up his photo and his YouTube that we have all the debates. Dr. Kevin Barrett is the host, has been host every year. He's a very enjoyable personality and he keeps it light and on topic. We have tried to get physicists to side with the official story, and it's been very difficult. And we did in 2020 get Dr. Denise Rancourt, a PhD from the University of Ottawa, Canada, versus Josh Middledorf, a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania. And even then, Dr. Denise Rancourt agreed that you could not explain Building 7 collapsing down at free fall speed.
Well, that's remarkable, Rick, because it's such an obvious example of a classic controlled demolition. How could anyone be unable to explain it? If you know anything about physics and engineering and the demolition of buildings, it's so unbelievably obvious. For him to claim he can't explain it is really to concede the point that it was a classic controlled demolition. He just doesn't want to admit it.
And you referred François Roby and Heinz Palmer and Joseph Olson. And this past March, Richard Gage was the debater. We did open it up to not only physicists, but civil engineers. So if anybody in the audience knows any civil engineer or architect or engineer or physics PhD who would like to be in the debate, defend the official story, it's debate@aneta.org. That's the Association for 9/11 Truth Awareness. And there's an honorarium, which is $119, 911 backwards. Now, we did start in 2014 with Dr. David Griscom. He got 0.911 Bitcoin, which at the time was around $100 or $200. We can't offer that much now, but, or 0.911 Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's up to like $20,000 now. So, anyway, we also offer some other digital coins as well, as a little incentive. Also to popularize digital currency. I've found it very valuable in my own life, and I think it will be helpful to people to avoid the ravages of inflation, which we see, thanks to the Federal Reserve just printing up trillions of dollars, general mismanagement by the Biden administration. So that's one of the major activities we're involved with, the 9/11. And thanks to Dr. David Griscom for that tip on the Hirsch Index, yes, which is a... Now, the exact measurement for it, I'm not quite sure. The calculations are available on the web, but they do take the number of publications that you have, the number of citations, and so on. So there are some scholars who have, actually, Dr. Dennis Rencourt is about 39, he's pretty high. Dr. James Van Allen, actually that was before the date of the Hirsch Index, so there is, there is one, 47. So he, of course, discovered the Van Allen belt, which surround the Earth and absorb, protect the radiation from the sun, protecting us. And he wrote an article in Scientific American about radiation belts around the Earth. And that was even way back in the 1950s. He was saying that the radiation would be an obstacle to spaceflight. So this page, I'll also post a link to some of my favorite scholars, including Dr. Fetzer and their Hirsch Index. Carl Sagan, of course, there's quite a lot in the 50s. Dr. David Griscom. Dr. Herbert Benson, he was the first scientist to study the transcendental meditation technique scientifically. And the highest I've seen, apparently, is Dr. Noam Chomsky. And he has a Hirsch Index of 152, which is just incredible. And Dr. Stephen Hawking, Cambridge, he has 115. So that's I guess that's about as high as it goes. And this is a photo of Richard Gage and myself went to Massachusetts to present the collected articles on 9/11 to Dr. Noam Chomsky, a thick book of research that's been published in non-truther journals. As there are truther journals as well, the Journal of 9/11 Studies, and you, Dr. Fetzer, are an editor still of that journal?
No, Steve Jones and I had a parting of the ways early on where Steve went nanothermite, and I was convinced it couldn't possibly, and we had a division there. This is a long story for another time.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, the collected papers is something that the ANETA makes available online, so that non-truther journals, which people like, I guess, like Dr. Noam Chomsky are more apt to be impressed with, because there's the suspect of bias, but.
For those who are unaware, my take on Chomsky, you can check it out online. There are two Fetzer on Chomsky videos. One's about 7 minutes, the other about 24, and you'll get a pretty good idea of my dispatch at Chomsky, whom I believe represents a limited hangout. You'll find I even tackle his theory of language and mind, which seems to me to have things backwards, such that he subscribes to there being an innate syntax in every human mind, whereas I argue, in fact, syntax is an emergent property from the study of language, which is essentially pragmatic, and then we create a semantic model about the meaning of words and then how to organize the meaning of words when we get sufficient semantic complexity requires syntax. So roughly, I think Chomsky has it backwards. Nevertheless, he is the most cited, as Rick is quite properly observing here. And I have friends who would believe every word Chomsky had to say. I particularly fault him in relation to JFK and 9/11, where it's overwhelmingly apparent that he's an apologist for the government and not deserving of respect. In the shorter article, when I talk about Chomsky dismissing conspiracy in JFK, the camera switches to Chomsky dismissing conspiracy in JFK. And when I say he, doesn't think 9/11 was other than an official account, it switches to him saying exactly. So it's a pretty fun one. The longer, about 24, 25 minutes, goes into greater depth about his theory of language and mind for those who want to get my take on Chomsky, which is rather far from favorable.
Okay. Interesting. We have him at the heading of our collected articles on 9/11, which is available on the website, another website, and 911ca.org, collected articles. So in addition to that, Dr. Leroy Halsey was a doctor in structural engineering and studied WTC-7 evaluations. So the link there is available. And the Euro News study, published in a non-truther journal, and including Dr. Stephen Jones and Dr. Niels Herrett, Dr. Ferrer, Kevin Ryan, and others. And another study was an open civil engineering journal, and Dr. Stephen Jones and Frank Levy, on the environmental anomalies of the World Trade Center, published in The Environmentalist. Dr. Gregory Stulzlinski, with a PhD in structural mechanics, published study in the International Journal of Protective Structure and in the International Journal of Structural Engineering. Dr. Jones has published in the Journal of Utah Academy of Sciences. And these are some other, non-truther journals that are respected by the scientific community. So we've listed them there. 911 experiments.com. Also, some experiments that you can do at home. Well, here's a reference to the other truther journals, Journal of 9/11 Studies, 911scholars.org, and Scientists for 9/11 Truth. And some other researchers, Stephen Diak, who's been doing some crash test analysis.
Stephen, you may well know, Stephen has a new video about how the gashes on the sides of the towers that were intended to simulate what they might have looked like had real planes actually hit them appear to have been done by missiles fired from the side. He and I actually debated that in the past. He's a very smart guy. I like Steve Dack, and he may very well be right about how they were created. My conjecture had been it was the group of Israeli art students there who had all these fuse holders that they might have planted them to create the cookie cutter like cutouts, reminiscent of Wile E. Coyote cartoons. But Steve may have it right, and that may be a better and more explanatory hypothesis than the alternative.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And some other studies, Dr. Alexander Dudney of University of Michigan did studies with mobile phones to see if they were possible to be used on 9/11. And then others that I've listed here, Dr. David Chandler, who's a very outspoken 9/11 from a physics point of view. So these are all at the 911experiments.org is one of the domains that you can remember it by. Also 911CA, collected articles. And also some experiments that you can do it yourself. I've made some of these videos for YouTube. And one is, for example, showing if you drop, let's see, I guess I can't open up YouTube in this way, so I'll just paraphrase some of these experiments you can do for yourself. You know, drop an egg into a glass, you'd see the equal and opposite reaction. So it does, the top egg does not collapse the five other eggs below. Like the World Trade Center Tower, top 10 floors would not collapse the 10 floors below or 100 floors below. So there's an equal option reaction. So the top two eggs collapse and the other eggs below are untouched.
Yeah, Chuck Baldwin, who was a retired high school math, physics, and chemistry instructor, actually did a calculation, and that the The downward force was overwhelmed by the upward resistance. It was on the order of 199-1. In other words, it wasn't even physically possible for the Twin Towers to have collapsed.
Mm-hmm. Another experiment you could do, put a steel pan on a stove, see if steel melts. I dropped from my condo balcony in D.C., some concrete slab to see if it would turn into dust, but it cracked into large chunks. Not really suggesting people do that experiment, but you can see my video. Also, when I've gone on planes, I tried to see if a cell phone will work from an altitude where you're flying, and see if we can link to that quickly. I've done that about 18 times, and none of the airline trips was I able to connect reliably to my home office.
Yeah, A.K. Dudney, who is a professor of computer science at in Canada, actually took three different types of cell phones and made several flights and discovered at speeds above 200 miles an hour, altitudes above 2,000 feet, you could not maintain a cell phone connection because they couldn't switch from one relay tower to another relay tower fast enough, which implies that all those so-called conversation between the alleged 9/11 passengers and their family and friends were fabricated, and indeed there is internal indications that they're not authentic. So it was nice work, which you have yourself then confirmed, Rick.
Yep. And here's the illustration on the page I was looking for of Dr. Dudney's study. So here's the visualization for the cell ranges.
Yes.
And these are below are the different flights that I've taken, where I have a video for each of those. Like from Chicago to Washington, D.C., from D.C. to Atlanta. And,
excellent. I love it. I love it. This is really good, Rick. I like that you're doing this.
Sitting next to me on the plane usually gets an earful of 9/11. So there's a lot of experiments that you can do yourself. So that's the theme of the 9/11 experiments. Plus the ones that have been published, such as the famous study of the World Trade Center published in the Journal of 9/11 Studies. So that's a bit about some of these scientists and studies. And to return to our main discussion for today, which I guess would be about moon landing, and since the rocket is hopefully taking off today or within the next days if they fix whatever problem there was. So one of the most compelling arguments, I think, is that the NASA staff, the current staff, the young, new generation of astronauts and engineers, they want to go to the moon for real. And they're not, they probably cannot come out and say that we didn't have the technology in 1969, but from their statements, it's evident that we did not leave low Earth orbit. Now, by low, they mean within 1,000 miles. But then, so the space station, that's in low Earth orbit. It's only a couple, maybe 300 miles up. It's the Van Allen belts. It started about 1,000 miles that have the high radiation causing the problem. So the new heavy lift SLS rocket, which is going off hopefully today, and the Van Allen belt radiation resistant heavy thick walled Orion capsule can safely take astronauts above, beyond low Earth orbit. So the Orion capsule is quite a lot thicker than the Apollo capsule. There's an illustration of that from the NASA website. You see how this black material, this radiation shielding, is being put onto the Orion capsule, And this illustration over here, the lower right, shows how thick the wall is. Now, this is probably about four inches thick. Whereas the Apollo capsule was only, only about a centimeter at its thinnest point. So I'll play a video or two about coming right from the young NASA astronauts. Here's Colonel Terry Wirtz, the U.S. Air Force. And let's see what he has to say. And we can read between the lines, so to speak. We're here between the words as he's being interviewed by a reporter. And this is right on the NASA channel, too. I'm showing that, notice in the lower left, says this is the NASA YouTube channel. And to their credit, they don't censor it or try to take out words.
Well, that's a great question. The plan that NASA has is to build a rocket called SLS, which is a heavy lift rocket. It's something that is much bigger than what we have today, and it will be able to launch the Orion capsule with humans on board, as well as landers or other components to destinations beyond Earth orbit. Right now, we only can fly in Earth orbit. That's the farthest that we can go. And this new system that we're building is going to allow us to go beyond and hopefully take humans into the solar system to explore. So the moon, Mars, asteroids, there's a lot of destinations that we could go to, and we're building these building block components in order to allow us to do that eventually.
To do that eventually.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice, Rick. I like the candor. That there's no censorship here.
Yeah. Guess they said we could go the moon, Mars. I thought we already went to the moon. And he said right in there that low, beyond low Earth orbit, that's the farthest we can go.
Was it painful for you to come to the growing realization that we'd been deceived by all the propaganda about having traveled to the moon?
Yeah, so, yes, it was. You know, I had a lot of pride as an American, and now working on that computer programming contract at NASA. I guess we have a lot of ego that stands in the way of our finally realizing the truth. But my goal in life is to realize the ultimate truth. So here's another one by Dr. Kathleen Rubens, a beautiful lady as well, is intelligent and smart. And she said, let's hear what she has to say. Here's your video coming up. At the 8 minute and 40 second point. So YouTube, if you don't know, you can put a T, hashtag T equal, and a minute and a second. So you want to direct somebody.
Station is the Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Let's see. Now it's, that was the very beginning. And then YouTube will just cycle a little bit as it finds the 8 minutes and 40
we're
seconds.
We're also really pushing the boundaries in terms of where we're going forward with exploration. I think humans are naturally driven to do this, and this is really the beginning, I think, of human beings leaving low Earth orbit. I certainly plan on being around to see that.
What are your thoughts about going to Mars? Would you volunteer?
I'd have to ask my husband first, but I'd probably sign up in a second.
She's a good wife. And
well, being candid about the first time. Being candid about the first time to leave low Earth orbit, I like that.
And here is a video, also official, but NASA video, by Dr. Kelly Smith, who was a PhD at Iowa State University, and that was one of the leading engineers of the Orion space program. So I'll cue up his video. And he talks about the radiation belts and Van Allen belts specifically. He says, Orion's ready to go. And then we're zooming up to the...
As we get further away from Earth, we'll pass through the Van Allen Belt, an area of dangerous radiation. Radiation like this could harm the guidance systems, onboard computers, or other electronics on a run. Naturally, we have to pass through this dangerous zone twice, once up and once back. But Orion has protection. Shielding will be put to the test as the vehicle cuts through the waves of radiation. Sensors aboard will record radiation levels for scientists to study. We must solve these challenges before we send people through this region of space. For this flight, it's time to head home. The upper stage of the rocket triggers separation. Orion's jets fire to turn it into the proper position to re-enter Earth's atmosphere.
Okay, all right. Well, notice they said we must solve these problems before we send people into this region of space beyond the Van Allen Belt.
Nice, yes.
So, 1969.
So refreshing to hear true statements about these areas where bullshit has prevailed for so long, Rick.
Yep. It gives faith in the young generation. Who, you know, they don't want BS. They want to really go to the moon. And they're speaking out probably as best they can while keeping their jobs. And my hat's off for those patriotic scientists. So there's more information about Kathleen Robbins, PhD from Stanford Medical School, and, you know, very credible people. She's also visited with President Trump. So I don't know. I wonder if President Trump knows about the moon. He has been very outspoken about getting man to go to the moon. And I think that's admirable. This current effort right now may well be a nice carryover from the Trump administration, which is putting its emphasis on establishing a moon base, and rightfully saying that it's going to help produce jobs, and it could be a very strategic location to have a base on the moon. You know, whoever has the base on the moon first would be able to shoot down any other air landing craft. So I would say it's very important. I made a site about this, a little bit in fun, but American Moon, and I wrote an open letter to Donald Trump to make America first on the moon again. And
on the moon again, yes.
And get the first base. Donald hit a home run to get to first base and won, helped his New York Military Academy win a championship. And while he was campaigning on the campaign trail, I saw him about seven times when he was in Iowa, and I gave him paper on this occasion about the sign, about moon landing, and encouraging them to make the moon a priority. At that time, we hadn't heard about the moon landing very much. This was like 2016 for the 2016 campaign. So I went to a rally, and
I give you the next president of the United States.
And now I'll zoom ahead a little bit.
There you are.
We need a moon base. Like JFK, moon.com. Great jobs. High tech jobs.
Right, so he signed the paper and looked at it. I got his signature. I suppose they're showing a moon base with a Trump hotel on the roof.
Yeah.
We need to make the moon American again. Hey, that'll bring a lot of jobs. Yeah, give it to Donald Trump. Robert Kennedy, Donald Kennedy granted a lot of jobs.
So Vice President Pence, he wanted to take it with him. So he should fold up the paper and put it in his pocket to show to President Trump. And Vice President Pence at the time was in charge of NASA. So I like to think that I might have helped influence them.
You're looking very spiffy, my friend.
Thank you very much, Vice President Pence, for helping. Where's our Vice President? Great job. Great job. To restore American leadership in space. We'll learn. The directive I'm signing today will refocus America's space program on human exploration and discovery. It marks an important step in returning American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972 for long-term exploration and use. This time, we will not only plant our flag and leave our footprint, we will establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars and perhaps someday to many worlds beyond. So we are the leader, and we're going to stay the leader, and we're going to increase it manyfold. I'd like to invite Vice President Pence to be with to say a few words.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an inspirational video about getting America.
Rick, would the idea be to construct a rocket on the moon in order to take advantage of the lesser gravitational field? But you'd have to transport this massive quantity of stuff up there. I mean, it seems pretty impractical. Tell me, what are your thoughts?
Oh, okay. Well, I would refer to the scientists on that. But one of the plans is to have a orbiting space station around the moon that maybe will make it easier to land on the moon and come back. Keeping in mind that Elon Musk's demonstrations of his rockets that can go back down to where they took off from, that's very new technology. And NASA claims that in 1969, we had that technology for the lunar module. But we didn't. And you may have seen the audience may have seen the video of Neil Armstrong trying to pilot this contraption that would take off and then land down, looking somewhat like the LEM, and it was about to tip over. He had to eject and parachute down in the nick of time, saving his life. So we didn't have that technology, but we do now. So maybe that the first man who lands on the moon, hopefully American, and the Chinese are giving us a run for our money, then maybe it's good that we have a little competition to get this. Get our rear end gear. Maybe easier to do from an orbiting platform down and then back up to the orbiting platform. And then possibly from there on to Mars as well. Maybe easier to go from lunar orbit or from Earth's orbit to get up to Mars. Do it in two phases rather than one rocket to go the whole way and then all the way back. So, but I'm excited to see America being making the moon a priority again. And when I was young, I liked this movie, the 2001, The Space Odyssey. So that was about, and I remember when I was about 14, I want to make sure that I lived to 2001, because then we're going to, you know, have space stations and all the things that are, you know, we see in the 2001 Space Odyssey scene. Movie. And what did we get? In 2001, we got 9/11. And we got Monica Lewinsky and that's about all we had. So, and, President Trump realizes the value of real estate. And whoever gets there first owns the land. I mean, the land we're on right now. If you're in Wisconsin and D.C. or any country, whoever gets there with the superior technology and ability to defend the land. That's their land. So this happened with America, and you know, sadly for the Native American Indians who were here before, they didn't keep up with the technology. They started as the same as the Europeans. They had the same amount of time. It's what you do with the time is what makes the difference. And the Native Americans, they've taken the land from their predecessors, you know, the Neanderthals, who took it from the apes, yes, from the dinosaurs. So,
just a point about the image you have there, Rick. Earth is has 55 times the density of Moon. And while we see these photographs, they're supposed to be Earth from Moon. They have the same proportions as Moon from Earth because they're simply photoshopped to make Moon look like Earth. If you were actually photographing Earth from the Moon, it would fill your entire visual field. It would be so massive, which is just one more proof that the evidence adduced to claim we went to the Moon is manufactured, fabricated, photoshopped more and more and more.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, that's, let's see. And we have colonies on the moon. We'll need women on the moon. And this is the vision that I gave Donald Trump that he autographed about possibly a Trump hotel on the moon. But it's nice. I feel happy that I'll get a chance to see the first man land on the moon twice. Once when I was 14, I guess that was for practice, and then for real, God willing, if it happens in the next few years. I also told Senator Ted Cruz when he was on the campaign trail. This was in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, which is the birthplace of Dr. James Van Allen, who set up the Explorer rocket with a Geiger counter up past, above 1,000 miles. And the experiment that he describes in Scientific American was that the Geiger counters encountered such radiation that it went off the scale then when they came back down, then the Geiger counter went back into the normal range. So I showed this to Senator Ted Cruz when he was campaigning for president at the time, and in the birthplace of Dr. James Van Allen. Senator Cruz was the chairman of the Committee of Commerce, Science, and Transportation, which oversees NASA. And I said, well, welcome, Senator Cruz, to the birthplace of Dr. James Van Allen. He didn't really know James Van Allen, so I was a little disappointed that the chairman of the Senate committee that oversees NASA was not aware of Dr. James Van Allen. And his study, I'm not sure how he felt at the time when he saw people claiming to go to the moon, and he knew full well that there was high radiation. It would have been a lot to ask for him to speak out, because there's some indication that the white Chachki and Gus Grissom, three astronauts who were going to be the first astronauts to go to the moon, died in that fire. So that probably scared a lot of people about speaking out against the possibility of America being first on the moon, beating the Russians at that time. So it may have been a good strategy at the time, but I'm glad we're finally going again. So that was.
By the way, I ought to have said mass 55 times the mass, not density. That just for clarification.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the gravity would be weaker. You're saying that
The point I'm making is the Earth is so much more massive than the moon that it would fill the whole visual field. If you were photographing Earth from moon, you couldn't capture the totality of Earth. It would be very difficult to do that. Whereas they show Earth as having the same proportions in relation to the moon with a photograph purportedly taken from the moon of Earth, as does the moon in relation to Earth, meaning they're simply photoshopped to make the moon look as though it were Earth and Earth as though it were moon, when it's the proportions are so grossly wrong that none of us should be deceived. But most of us don't think about it when you see these purported photographs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Where you see the moon is, much smaller than the Earth. This is I believe that was a photo made by China. And this is the graph I was referred to earlier, the tortoise and the hare, Aesop's Fables, where the hare takes off and then slacks off, takes a nap. So here is the hare, the United States, reading about dreaming about landing on the moon in a fake way by cameras and the technology that they had developed for the movie 2001, The Space Odyssey. And so I'll put a bigger image of that here. And then underneath, this is China and Russia. People ask, why didn't China and Russia call out America about not going to the moon? Well, it gives them more time for them to catch up. That's a possible explanation.
Well, there are various studies. Russian scientists, physicists calculate how it's impossible for the Saturn V rockets to have created enough thrust to escape low Earth orbit. If you go to my very first website, assassinationscience.com, in the upper left, there's an article from Pravda about skepticism that America had gone to the moon. I mean, it's out there if you look for it.
Yeah. Some people dismiss it. They say, oh, the Russians are just jealous, you know, just like I did when I was a Boy Scout. So the British Scouts, they're just jealous. But we're coming into exciting times, and I remember being so excited when I was 14, and so I'm excited again about getting America back on the moon and being the first, bringing democracy to the moon, a democratic nation to the moon first.
Rick, it's wonderful having you here. We'll be right back with Rick Shattuck on a diverse range of subjects after this break.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope.
We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeah. Well, this is Jim Fetzer. Just delighted to have Rick Shattuck back on the air again with me. He's done so many shows in the past, including giving us expert tutorials about Bitcoin and digital currencies, which I dread as the future if the government weren't to implement, because it would mean they could control our lives in virtually every aspect. Rick, please do continue, my friend. I know you got much more in store for us today.
Okay. And this is the JamesFetzer.com website, so that he's redirecting people to the GiveSendGo funding for the Sandy Hook defense. So, just to finish up on the moon landing topic. Again, this is at moontruth.org/NASA. And a recent statement, actually just earlier this month, by Michael Serafin, the Artemis mission manager, says we are going to fly out through Earth's Van Allen radiation belts. We will no longer be afforded the ability to have Earth's magnetic fields shield us from the deep space environment. So there again, he is speaking out about that in a factual way. And this is also, I'll play a little bit of this to show that it's coming from the official NASA page, National NASA YouTube channel. And
a house? Or a laptop? Which one do you think is worth more?
Oh, let me get
that. That's really not the how, because it not only costs millions to buy, but you also have to pay.
Well, skip ads.
Beyond what we use for low Earth orbit and terrestrial users,
Low Earth orbit and terrestrial users typically use the tracking and data relay satellites that are in geosynchronous orbit. They typically use the global positioning navigation system that is halfway to geosynchronous orbit. We're going to communicate and navigate using the deep space network, radiometric tracking, and optical navigation. We are also going to fly out through the Earth's Van Allen radiation belts. We will no longer be afforded the ability to have the Earth's magnetic field shield us from the deep space environment. So we're going to fly into the deep space high radiation environment.
High radiation environment. Here's the commander of the mission. So they must know, and so they speak the truth, but what they should say that, of course, we did not go in 1969, but I don't know if that would be good or bad. I am American. I don't want America to be discredited. You got to deserve it for the probably the biggest lie in America in world history. But as long as we get there first, that's fine with me. So that's, and there are a few more like that. The
well, it's interesting when they say we'll see what it's like for astronauts to fly under those conditions, which could turn them into, you know, toast. I mean, I mean, that's very euphemistic. We'll see what it's like.
Microwave fried chicken.
Right, exactly. So,
you know, none of the, well, 12 astronauts who supposedly stood on the moon, you know, there would be, but actually Apollo 8, they went to circle the moon. So they would have supposedly went into the Van Allen belts as well. So, you know, about 20 astronauts, none of them had radiation damage. Then Howard Hughes says, we are going to be able to execute the entire space program and demonstrate the capabilities we have shown on the ground in that harsh, deep space environment. And this lady PhD says, as Orion is beyond the protection of Earth's atmosphere, it will be exposed to high radiation. So that's a particularly powerful scene. Let me play that one too. You know, the lady's point of view as well in this. And let's hope there's no advertisement that pops up. There we go. And she was saying that her inspiration was Lieutenant Uhura from Star Trek. So she brought that out in her speech as well. But on one hand, if it doesn't make any difference what race or gender, you know, why bring it up? So it's better, I think, if she just, okay. Now, that video is coming up too slowly. Sorry about that. So let me go on to the next pages. But that's worth listening to. And John Honeycutt, the program manager.
This flight.
There, you got her now.
Oh, here she goes.
Purposeful passengers who will help us understand the effects of space on the human body. A suited mannequin by the name of Commander Monikin Campos, the name was determined through a public survey, will occupy the commander's seat. And the idea is to provide data on the forces and loads crew members may experience in flight. It heartens me to tell you that the name Campos is a dedication to Arturo Campos, who was instrumental in bringing Apollo 13 safely back to Earth. Other experiments, so as Orion fell beyond the protection of Earth's magnetic field, it will be exposed to a harsher radiation environment than crews aboard the International Space Station experience.
There you go. So harsher environment. And this is
Rick, did I lose you? There we go. Go ahead. You're froze.
Yeah, she's one of the Orion organizers. She mentioned that who is going to the moon is a mannequin. So two will measure the radiation. So we'll have the first mannequin going to the moon. So again, why not people? Because there's harsh radiation. This they are openly admitting. This video is just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty good. The first mannequins that go to the moon.
And well, usually they had sent animals. Russia sent a dog, Laika, into orbit first, and they made a statue for the dog who they had to sadly sacrifice. But we got a lot of important information about going into
space. Rick, I know you got a lot of music you want to share too. I'm really eager to hear some, including about the moon, right?
Okay. Yeah. That'll be a good segue into that topic. What I'm thinking is that, everybody likes music, and that can make a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. People don't want to hear the truth, but if they hear it in the song, that's a common practice. You know, there's great power in national anthems that we sing or hear before major sports events. Aristotle said, if one listens to the wrong kind of music, he will become the wrong kind of person.
Aristotle actually made that observation? My goodness.
Well, I did get it from Mark Dice's video about the power of music. Have you interviewed Mark Dice?
We had a debate once way back when I was in New York about 9/11. It was pretty interesting exchange way back when, where he was defending the official account and I, of course, was contesting it. Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if he still is. Yeah.
I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if he were continuing.
Yeah. And an 18th century Scottish politician, Andrew Fletcher, says, let me make the songs of a nation, and I care not who makes this laws.
Paraphrase of the Rothschild observation, if I control the money, I don't care who runs the government.
Right. And the declassified documents of the FBI showed they were investigating John Lennon for his anti-war efforts. They knew the power of his music and him as a musician, and they wanted him deported.
Well, there's some speculation he might have been off for that reason, you know.
Yeah.
And Nixon was president at the time, and I don't put a whole lot past him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I enjoy making new lyrics to tunes. I've been doing that since I was at Colgate University, supposed to be studying. And speaking of college, you know, it was at that time it was $3,500 a year. You know, the students right now have it bad, but you know, I did work as a house manager and treasurer at my fraternity house that saved me room and board. And then with my computer skills, got a job at Xerox, which helped me pay the $14,000 student loan. So that's a topic now. I don't think it's a good idea to give. Student loan, you know, refunds basically to a selective group of the population, you know, who may be anticipated to be Biden supporters. And, you know, everybody should just pay their own student loans. So I wrote some about my fraternity brothers, one about to the tune of bye, beta. That was in beta, theta, pi. And we'd run to American Pie. And what about the fraternity brother of mine who got in a car accident, the Ballad of Art Scar, to the tune of John Dylan's Hurricane. But going to the moon topic, let's play those lyrics. And we get the browser up here. And this is to the tune of R.E.M.'s song. Come on, YouTube.
Here, watch on, first man on the moon. Yeah, 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 yeah. Space to bring gold pressured balloon. Yeah. Monopoly money for billions in cash. Yeah. Pentagon contractors took the stash. Yeah. Let's play trickster, let's not risk. Yeah. Astronauts in heaven, cosmic rays, toxic. Yeah. NASA, did you think you could fool us? Tell me, were you ordered to pay? Armstrong, were you goofing on stage with Bob Hope? Are you losing face? If you believe, a flag can wave a balloon, flag up the model. If you believe, there's nothing up there clean, then we were all fools. Moon and rock and jump only one foot. Yeah. Alan knew beans from Van Allen's belt.
I don't know who this is.
Yeah. And if we didn't know, we were trusted by the horrible end. Yeah. New three corners had no guns to have. Nixon, did you psych up the Russians? Tell me, were you losing the race? NASA, were you spoofing on Soviet Union to beat them in space? If you believe they're on their way to the moon, a paper moon, then you can see when the light went on, they orbit the earth. You went right here. This a little toast to the never believer. Astronauts were avoided. Bring a control truck instead of a man lander. Rock back to Earth and say orbit. Neil, I wouldn't swear on the Bible. Tell me, were you ordered to cheat? Armstrong, were you tired of lying and waiting? If this breaks your heart, if you're going to, they will remember what Jesus denied. If you believe that they can go there, what you do is now.
You see the script guys. You see the guys working on the scenery there. Look at them.
If you believe the stars on a black sky, that you are on the moon. If you can see shadows on the parallel in heaven. If you believe NASA lost those films, then nothing is real.
We don't know what path they may have taken, so.
Yeah, it would be nice to get a little honesty from the U.S. government, Rick, no doubt about it. Well, that was amusing. Some of your scenes, only, of course, when they see the video version, but you had one there where persons on the set were actually right there with the astronauts. I love that. It's got a few more minutes, another minute to go.
Another minute. This is about the...
go for it.
Speed of transmission.
Yeah, much too fast transmission.
There's a rock in the near field on this rim that has some white on the top of it. We'd like you to pick it up at the grab sample.
This one right here?
That's it.
This one right here?
That's it. You got it right there.
So not enough time for this. Is it? That's it. It should be a longer delay.
Yes, yes, yes. Nearly 3 seconds, yes.
Thank you, Mayor Ryan. Scientist, who's Dr. Kelly Smith again. And the astronauts should have to die or lie. American can still be the first man on the moon.
There you go. There you go, Rick.
Thanks to Michael Stipe and the Rapid Eye Movement song.
Nice.
And various moon truth activists, Aaron Renan, Bart Sabrell, done some great work.
I've interviewed him before.
David Percy, James Collier, James Fetcher, of course. Tara White, his tremendous work and videos.
I've interviewed him, too.
Marcus Allen.
Him, too. Yes. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I tried to encapsulate the major points. I put in one theory I have is that they have a lunar truck, they called it, which was the lunar module, except just for taking a robot and getting samples back. So that's a possibility that was used. Now, another one is that we've been talking about, and as Janir cares, about the Sandy Hoax's conning new town. And I'll go ahead and play that one.
Was that a Santa Claus song?
You'll hear it.
Let's hear this one.
You also mentioned it. The patriot.
Santa Claus.
Researcher. And here it is. It's posted at VK.com, which is Russia's Facebook. And they won't answer to Lenin. We won't be able to get this one off. If Lenny, you're watching, good luck.
Grill is coming.
But you can write Russia all they want, all he wants.
Yeah, go for it.
Take it down. Let's see, is it going?
Yeah, I think it's about to start. Maybe you have to refresh. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just refresh the screen. And in the meanwhile, we're waiting. The lyrics of this are posted at sandyhookjustice.org. Sandyhookjustice.org.
You better watch out. They're trying to ban guns. They staged an attack on dear little ones. Sandy Hook is coming to town. They hired actors and checking them in. Gonna find out who's faking this skin. FEMA drills is coming down. We see no party photos, no birds or duct papers. We're sorting inconsistency. It's one of those stage capers.
Well,
do we lose the sound? Do we lose?
It's just pausing.
Okay.
Well, it is in Russia. Having some challenges over there. So while I'm waiting, I'll put up the lyrics. And tell about this website, sandyhookjustice.org. Some chance the information about the investigation. Also, about mentioning the talk that you gave, Dr. Fetcher, to our group through, I believe it was through Skype at that time. And yeah, there we are. And mentioning the official FBI crime report that there were no murders.
Right.
Okay. Well, even in that month, in Newtown.
Zero murders or non-negligent manslaughters in Newtown in 2012, yes.
On the top 10 reasons for skepticism, I believe I got that from you and Wolfgang. Certificates of birth and death have not been released. Emergency protocols were not followed.
FEMA training drill protocols were followed instead. There was foreknowledge of the event, as indicated by some donation sites that were prepared. There were contradictory reports about the weapons. You know, he had a gun or he didn't have a rifle. Rifles in his trunk.
Yeah.
Adam Lanza couldn't have done the shooting, carry all those weapons. Key participants were displayed some suspicious behavior, such as a guy who said that he was had children over at his house, and he's seen walking around the firehouse. Photos at the scene of victims look staged or fake. The crime scene. The crime scene was quickly destroyed. This school has not been in use since 2008. You know, it had a lot of mold, and they tore it down. And the FBI crime statistics. And so, it's Sandy Hook Justice.org. It has the Wolf's report questioning Sandy Hooks, including some of the kind of fake photos. You know, this girl here with just very strange legs and one leg. There's our friend, Lenny. And the Posner versus Fetzer suit information. So we have here the PDFs that you sent to me so people can...
It's got it. It's gone a long ways past that now, Rick, where I have a petition before the United States Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
I should send you some updates.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
Adam's fallen thin, if your agent comes, think your men quite focused from
Oh, we got the break, Rick. Stand by. We got the break at the bottom. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, we're doing something a little different today, where Rick Shattuck, on his eighth appearance, or is it nine, Rick, is covering quite a range, including 9/11, moon landing. Now he's going through a number of ditties. I think this is a catchy little piece. Sandy Hook is conning New Town. Rick, go ahead. Finish it off, my friend.
All right. Well, the listeners could hear that at the sandyhookjustice.org, and you'll see the link to the song. So I'll move on to the next one.
Oh, you? I would be glad if you were to finish that. Go ahead and finish that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Buffering problems, yeah. Whatever you think, Rick. You got it. Go for it.
I do find that YouTube is the best quality, and there aren't buffering problems. Problem is, of course, is that this video would get removed.
They took it down.
They got 15 mil for rebuild. We're told master money coming to town. They're making it up. Hector's a painful, gonna find out it's for control. Obama breaks constitution. NSA sees you sleeping, they know who lives awake. In better places that were good, so stay free for good mistake. Coroners have death for bio bomb gun, but Adam has just some pistols when done. Queen Carver is coming to town. Nope is really dying, good news, so don't cry. The family's got rich from donors for life. Families get the way from to town. Woken those they are lying, murdered that serves a wake. We know serpents knows very bad, so virtue for good men's sake. You better go school 2008, a blank parking lot, no cars on that date. Asbestos in school coming down. They're making a line and throw to it twice. A boyfriend in line, then a girl would be nice. Shannon Dex is coming to town. We see the public speaking, but starting to awake. We know the donation goods were obtained before the date. Dead little kids stood at the Super Bowl. The school had new Christmas. They were at home. Santa Claus came not to the town. No child bodies went to the hospitals, no open caskets at the funerals. Paramedics were not allowed. We see the actors circling around the fire hall to make the crowd look very big. Mark your bottles, search for all. You better not ask a question of why. Records are suppressed if anyone dies. FEMA drills are coming to town. No video seen, checking the crime scene. We're gonna find out who's naughty and mean. Some officials corrupt in town. We see fake family photos with children copied in. Robbie Parker, his undeclared Madeline, the legless twin. The FBI scans murder degree one for 2012 was not even one. FBI says no murders found. Adam's fingerprints do not match the gun. Gonna find out the man on the run. Sandy Hoax is coming to town. Jim Cotto, Garrett, Empty sang songs at Emily's grave. Joseph Emily was youngest, but was oldest, goodness sake. Lieutenant Vance says Adam died in hall, but police reports prove 10 was his fault. Lieutenant Vance is coming to town. They're faking dead list. We're checking to see. Gonna file suit for truth sets you free. Okay, how things coming to town. Skin cancer is coming to town.
You know, can I'll just about disprove it just from the ditties he got in there, Rick. I kind of like that. Very nice. Wolfgang looked really quite good in his Florida State Trooper outfit. That was Wolf in his prime. But, during that one hearing, you got a photo there from a hearing where Patricia LaLorda, who is the first select man of Newtown, a position equivalent to mayor, acknowledged under oath that the portable sign everyone must check in was placed there by the Department of Homeland Security, which by the official account had no role whatsoever. But, of course, FEMA is a branch of DHS, and it was, in fact, a FEMA drill. And it says right in the FEMA manual, everyone must check in with a controller upon arrival.
Good. Yeah, if there was any additions or suggestions you have for the video. I do like Vimeo, which allows us to change it. Once you put a video on YouTube, you have to give a new link to everybody. But with Vimeo, you can just update. It's nice. Okay, anything more about Sandy Hook?
No, you go with whatever.
All right, and we have, 20 minutes left?
Yep.
Okay, well, here's one about Joseph Biden. Actually, our high school put on this play, the HMS Pinafore. Sorry, that's a little loud. Joseph Biden, Sir Joseph.
Come on, man. Here's the deal.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Here's how I did it. I was a lad, I lived as Gretchen, as office on a religious car salesman. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor and I polished up the handles on the old car doors. I polished up the handles so carefully that now I am president of the U.S. and at Catholic school, I made such remarks that they only passed me in the football parks. I schmoozed my friend with a smile so bland, and I copied all their homework in a Biden hand. I copied all their papers with pagery, and now I am president of the USA. Not serving in uniform in Vietnam, a drafty furrier I soon became. I wore clean clothes and a brand new suit to pass the bar exam at Syracuse. I barely passed, but did well for me, and now I've picked Supreme Court nominees. Of illegal knowledge, I acquired a stock tip for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That TP partnership by me was the only ship that I'd ever seen. But that kind of ship so suited me that now I am the ruler of U.S. Navy. But that kind of ship so suited me that now I am the ruler of the U.S. Navy. I grew so rich that I was sent by big bank lobbyists to the Senate. I always voted at my party's call, and I never thought of thinking for myself at all. I thought so little, they rewarded me by making me President Obama's VP. Now, landsmen, all whoever you be, if you want to rise to the top of the tree, if your soul isn't fettered as a Chinese tour, be careful not get caught breaking 14 rules. Stay close in your basement and no one see. And you all made me president of the USA.
Very nice. Very nice ditty. Gilbert and Sullivan and Shattuck. I love it. Nice piece, Rick.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, we're looking forward to a clean election in November.
And, oh.
Hopefully, there won't be any more of those shenanigans
going on. I don't know. It's the United States, man. We have, when's the last time we had a clean election? It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. I was just wondering how many elections were rigged before then. You know, so one of the good things that President Trump is bringing out is that elections have not been clear. You know, and definitely, Trump being so popular, I've gone to these rallies and there's just a huge number of people.
Oh yes, yes, and very enthusiastic.
Actually, you know, speaking of that, I do have a couple of videos that are related, not songs, but this is one that I've found is helpful in debates. Voting Machine is, and tell me if you've seen this one, but, you know, switching the vote from how easy it is with Dominion voting machine to switch.
Yes, they're designed to steal elections.
Trump to Biden. I'll play a little bit of this. This is a
sure.
Okay, so we're going to take this recording device out and shut. We're going to shut the door to the gym's room. We're trying to see the screen. We're trying to see what Misty's doing through a window that looks into her office in the gym's room. And I can't tell. I'm probably around 7-8 feet max from the screen, and I can't tell what she's doing. Can any of you board members see what Mrs. is doing?
No.
Not accurately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're all in agreement that while
we have 15 minutes, I'll just skip through a few of these parts.
Sure.
But this is a good one. You can find it. I find tinyurl.com is helpful for telling people about a web, like a YouTube or Rumble. Rumble's great, by the way. It has good responses. It has no latency, no delays, and comes up pretty quick. And it has freedom of speech. So what Misty does, she puts
it. Yeah, it's Taylor, so we're going to set it to the side because we're going to have to look at it with the review panel.
Okay? So it shows how she can.
So now in the ICC system, I'm going to tell it whether I want to discard the whole batch or I want to accept the batch. So I don't see anything wrong with what went through, so I'm automatically going to accept it. All right? So it just told me that I have scanned a total of 16 ballots, but there's really 14 because I did two before y'all all got in here to play with.
I'll show you a few places where she actually shows how easy it is to change the administrator, whoever is counting the votes. The other operating machine could switch.
Yeah, when these upload, I will have five. There it is, the fifth batch. Okay. It's pending adjudication.
Sure.
So that means there's something that needed to go to adjudication. So now I'm going to go to adjudication. There's my batch. No, wait just a minute. I want to go and I think I want to vote for Jason Shaw. They didn't vote that ballot, was it? There wasn't nothing there. I think we need to vote for him.
Yeah, so she's
and I'm going to complete it.
You know, showing how easy it is.
Ballot saved, move to next ballot. Okay. So it pulls up the next ballot that needs to be adjudicated.
So you made a vote for someone where someone did not vote.
I didn't.
And you're the election supervisor?
I'm the election supervisor. I am the person that sits and does the adjudication. Yes, sir.
She's the person who makes sure it come out right.
Yeah, so she shows that whoever is the election supervisor there, you know, could change the ballots and there'd be no indication that she did it. You know, she explains later on that the Dominion software, you know, doesn't keep track of those type of things. So it very well could have been that the Dominion voting machines switched thousands of votes. And so it's on the topic of election integrity. And a lot of these are at our channel, the link to which is at truthjustice.org. So let's see. Now another topic that we've been recently covering is speaking of injustice, is when justice is misused, people are falsely accused. This is another video flash song that I made about the Ahmaud Arbery trial.
Yes.
Thank you.
from home, been snooping the street, and he thought he'd stop in Larry English's house trespassing again. Security cameras caught him on tape while on probation, which would violate his gun and theft charges if he'd go back to jail. Greg McMichael told Travis's son, that guy's out there trespassing again. Let's get in the truck and call the police. Maude got mad and chased after them. He attacked Travis and grabbed his shotgun by the barrel and pulled the shooting himself. Sucked up the blacks and real three inches. Travis was sad and put down the gun. Greg said, you had no choice, my son. Rodney Bryan videoed it all on his phone. Showing a Maude Aubrey chasing the truck, not running away, he was never stuck, but his eyes were stuck on Travis's gun. Travis yelled to stay away, but Maude kept punching anyway, and struggled until Travis had to shoot. Travis did not shoot, he had one of the great feet.
That's very telling, Rick, because you're really making a lot of forensic points that these guys do appear to have been wrongly convicted. I'm with you. I think this is spot on. And it's politics has just continue to contaminate the law. I mean, we have lost the objective administration of law and order, which is what used to distinguish the United States from third world nations. And now with the FBI and the DOJ completely weaponizing, going after Trump and all this stuff for no good reason, it's just outrageous. I think the whole world can see the United States is not what it used to be.
Yeah. And they allowed a, Black Panther Army. I don't want to, Bridge, I have many Black friends, but this is over the top. Can you imagine if there was a white Black Panther's army that was surrounding a courthouse and chanting, "You must rule guilty, must rule guilty."
Yeah.
Intimidating. And the jury has to walk in there, the judge is walking past this big crowd. And so how can that not be intimidating the judge and jury?
I agree.
Roddy, he only had a camera. He just filmed the event. He wasn't, how couldn't even be charged with murder. So anyway,
what they do nowadays, they just get a few elements they can spin together, no matter how disparate or untelling they may be, and create a narrative. I think that's why they're so unconcerned about Buffalo and Uvalde and these other events. All they need to do is give the media a couple of key talking points and they run with it. And everyone is supposed to swoon.
Yeah, like I say, Maude was chasing the three men, Greg, and Travis McMichaels,
yeah,
and Roddy Bryan were chasing him. But he was, the video showed he was chasing after the truck. He was an athletic guy. He could have run in many different directions. So I also include in here some of the videos where Maude is being arrested. These are official police body cams where he's being present here as he's outside of school in a, a gang fight. And, they paint him as an angel. You always picture him with a tuxedo he may have wore a bow tie and a tuxedo when he went to his high school prom. But most of the time he's dressed like this,
Bear in your pocket. I ain't got shit on me. What the fuck you fucking people? I'll tell you why I'm here, man. I'll tell you why. Because this area is known for drug activity.
So no angel, Ahmaud Arbery.
And I put my nose up to the...
It was stupid suicide.
Yeah, I don't think it was a... I mean, the guy has a rifle. Stop. You know, wait for the police. And Ahmaud may have been able to sue Travis McMichael for pointing a gun at him or something, but he charged after him, tried to grab the gun. And so what's Travis supposed to do? Let him have the gun? You know?
Rick, I'll tell you, I think you make a lot of telling points all along the way. This has been really a lot of fun, very, very different than the usual here on the Raw Deal. But I'm just delighted to have you back again.
Okay, well, thanks.
You can.
I'd like to have one, I don't know if there's time, but for one, I do credit Transcendental Meditation for a lot of my success in life, including health, and being open to truth, and being open to new things. Open-mindedness was very important for me to learn about Bitcoin, a digital currency. So I made a video about
that'd be great for the conclusion. Go for it.
These are, you're going to see the Republicans flip the House red.
My beautiful wife.
So
we'll go out on this.
He flips at the pool. This is the Liz Cheney nose guy. For the hard drive.
Rick, I can't thank you enough, my friend. That was most enjoyable.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here, Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and